magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on a TV screen, but it don't call me radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this Monday, the 18th of December, 2006. You know, folks, I often say it, I hate Mondays. Well, I was greeted with some particularly bad news today. Bandit the Wonder Dog. A lot of people know who this dog is. I used to go to these preparedness expos, and we'd always put a little hanky around him, like a little American flag hanky or whatever the case may be. And we'd just let him loose in these acres and acres and acres of buildings. And with all these vendors and everything there, he would go and make friends with just about anybody there. Not a mean bone in this dog's body. And today I find out he's got liver cancer. So, Boo-Boo, you want to say hi to the people? Bad men? Is there a bad man here? Is there bad people around us? Is there? Are you going to get him? Yes, he's always stood his guard. At any rate, I had Dr. Jerome Corsi scheduled for the program today. And there was an accident or sickness or something. I didn't get the lowdown on this, but we had to reschedule Jerome Corsi for Thursday. But I want to cover some of the information he's been talking about. And something I heard Derry Brownfield talking about this today, and I mentioned this last week, by the way. The Friday, the report was supposed to be released that we've got a little deficit going on here, it's about $246 billion. Well, actually, that's not the number at all. Again, they're lying to us. Analysts say that a coming Treasury report will document unsustainable pace, but the true deficit that Mr. Bush has run up on us is actually about $3.5 trillion. Now, why is it unsustainable? Well, folks, it doesn't take an economist or a rocket scientist to figure that one out. We're not sustainable because there are no real living wages, jobs out there. Unless you're in the service industry, service sector, 90% of which is America now, we don't have any real manufacturing capabilities. 75% of that has been farmed offshore. And this is the grand plan. This is the plan for the North American Union. Bandit, go get Mama. Go get her. There he goes. What a trooper. I hate to say this, but it's true. I got more respect for that dog than I do most people. It's true. Friend of 12 years. Been with me for most of my broadcasting career, as a matter of fact. And friend to many. At any rate, enough of that. We'll get back to the issue at hand here. And I'll cover more of what Derry was talking about on the program today. And I appreciate Derry Brownfield. He's got about 70 stations out there. So when good old boy Derry speaks, people listen. And I'm glad he's talking about it. I just don't have the guts at the end of my show to play Happy Trails. All right, we'll take the break. We'll come right back. Stay tuned. We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I already have people responding to the bandits' liver crisis here. Thank you for this, Lauren. She said ECAC-P and curcumin, I think that's called, will flush that liver right out, so we will give that a whack. We will certainly try that. At any rate, back to the subject matter here at hand. You can never take a break against fighting the New World Order, folks. It's just an ongoing process. What I'm waiting for is enough people to have backbone to stand up and not necessarily put their butts on the line, but I think what's really been holding this back is I don't think the people in this country really get a good sense that, and here's the irony to this, that the safety is in the numbers. An informed populace is the solution to this problem. Because if the majority of the American people know exactly what scams and flimflams have been pulled on them, and it's reported to them honestly and straightforwardly, I do not undersell the ability of the American people to raise their ire. I really don't. A lot of people write them off, but folks, if you're grown like a mushroom, you know, kept in the dark and fed that cow dung or whatever the case may be, you know, what are you going to produce? But I use that analogy about garbage in, garbage out, like say with the first computers, that's where the phrase was coined, I should say. that what do you expect a computer to do if you put faulty stuff in? Miraculously, it's not going to do its thing and give you good stuff back out of it. Well, that in microcosm is what's wrong with the American population, is they're not getting honest news. Now, I'm going to do some things here by Jerome Corsi, but we're going to have a lot to talk about Thursday. You're going to want to tune into that program. There was an article that he did. He's a writer for WorldNet Daily. And folks, you're really on WorldNet Daily. It isn't that Uncle Joe over there, he's trying to become mainstream. You know, at one time, WorldNet Daily was cutting-edge stuff. When WorldNet Daily first hit the computer airwaves, a lot of people were talking about Joe Farah and WorldNet Daily. Well, either somebody got to him or he sold out or he muted his message, however you want to put it. But if you go on WorldNet Daily's site and you look at the postings by Jerome Corsi, there's a lot of good information there. It's just that Tell Me It Ain't So Joe doesn't want to stand in the forefront with that information, whereas we glean the wires, we glean the information, the reportings from individuals and writers, and we put it right out there in Jump Street for all to see. Well, in this particular article that he just posted a couple of days ago, the true deficit, $3.5 trillion, analysts say coming Treasury report will document unsustainable pace. Derry mentioned this on his program today, that ironically there was this little meeting that took place simultaneously over in China, and that report that I'm about ready to read you was released Friday, but mainstream didn't pick it up. Bloomberg didn't talk about it. The financial giant front dummy men for Wall Street on the cable news network services didn't talk about it. But a funny thing happened. The euro lost about 40%, and the American dollar jumped about 40%. Oh, and by the way, gold and silver also went down. Now, this is over budgetary, I would call it mismanagement, but more importantly and specifically for illustrations here, what it is, it's just outright lying. It's underreporting. Now, Jerome Corsi writes, he said, a report scheduled to be released by the Treasury Department tomorrow, he wrote this Thursday, which he meant Friday, last Friday, is expected to show the true deficit in the Bush administration 2006 federal budget to be an astounding $3.5 trillion in the red, not the $248.2 billion as previously reported. The Bush administration is running a federal budget deficit at an unsustainable system-dooming pace of about $3.5 trillion a year. John Williams, who publishes the website Shadow Government Statistics, told WorldNet Daily. Williams' argument is fully validated in the Financial Report of the United States, a little-known report Congress has mandated that the Treasury Department publishes each year reporting the federal budget on a GAAP accounting basis, that's a GAAP accounting basis, not on a cash accrual basis. Now, the 2006 edition of the Financial Report of the United States is due, and it came out Friday. Typically, the Treasury reports the budget deficit on current accounts basis. That's why the Treasury announced recently that the 2006 federal budget deficit was going to be about $248.2 billion. But it's a gimmick, according to Williams. When you see the Treasury report on Friday, we are probably going to find out that the real 2006 federal budget deficit is more like $3.5 trillion. Williams predicts, however, the mainstream media won't report it. It's not the type of news Reuters, Bloomberg, and the Wall Street Journal like to broadcast to investors and the American public. Besides, he goes on to say, the financial press won't take the time and effort to analyze the figures and comb through the footnotes. The report is going to be released on Friday, and most financial reporters aren't accountants. Well, here's the question. Why the huge discrepancy between the two figures? The $248 billion federal budget deficit figures results from what basically amounts to a cash flow analysis, according to Williams. Goes on to explain it, on a cash basis, the Treasury takes all the tax revenue, including Social Security taxes, on a current income. The trick is that Treasury essentially steals the money that comes in on Social Security taxes without accounting for any offsetting Social Security liability. When you run your accounting that way, the Treasury gets to report a federal budget deficit that dramatically reduces the real figure. Now, here's another question. What's different about the anticipated 2006 financial report of the United States? Williams said Congress a few years ago mandated that the Treasury had to report one report each year that used GAAP accounting. Then, when you figure in all liabilities, including Social Security and Medicare, the real 2006 deficit is huge by comparison. What I expect to show up on Friday is a real federal budget deficit of about $3.5 trillion or more, not the $248.2 billion. Even worse, Williams continued, the U.S. government's negative net worth widened to $49.4 trillion in 2005 for the first time. Total government liabilities have topped $50 trillion, and the number is continuing to grow. The United States is bankrupt, whether the Bush administration wants to admit it or not. Now, there's a table here, and it shows the government's GAAP accounting federal budget deficits, the U.S. Treasury financial report of the United States, from 2002 to 2005. And if you take a good look at this, it gives you the actual figures. Now, the question was posed to Mr. Williams, how serious a problem are federal deficits of this magnitude? His response was simply this: a federal budget deficit in the trillions of dollars is beyond the reach of fiscal control. Even if the federal government raised individual and corporate income taxes to 100%, simply confiscating every penny every business and person in the U.S. made, we'd still have a deficit. There are lots of people who know that the federal deficit is in the trillions. The problem is that few dare sound the alarm. The magnitude of the budget deficit problem is just too enormous, and neither political party has the courage to address the problem. And Williams is clear about the coming dangers. He basically said the United States is bankrupt. Now, how do we know this? Well, check out March 9, 1933. Every federal judge in this country, ladies and gentlemen, knows of the bankruptcy of the United States government, and that Congress is the due holder of that bankruptcy. And it's been that way since 1933. We have not come out of it. They are the holders of that trust, that bankruptcy. And we know that. That's historical fact. But according to Williams, he said the United States is bankrupt, with less than one-tenth of the actual deficit being reported each year. A cumulative negative net worth exceeding $50 trillion has built up in a stealth, he says, to where the total obligations of the U.S. government are now more than four times our annual gross domestic product. And some would put that higher. I had Bob Chapman on last Thursday, and he said, looking at this, this is somewhere between $70 and $90 trillion. But for the sake of argument, let's just use the lower number of $50 trillion, which I can't even fathom. The Treasury numbers in the financial report of the United States are hard, and the doomsday is not far off. Still, the Treasury is going to report the numbers on Friday, and I don't expect you'll hear much about it. Well, he was right. On Williams' website, he issues a dire warning. He says, indeed, the unfolding fiscal nightmare likely will entail the U.S. hyperinflation and a resulting collapse in the value of the world's primary reserve currency, the dollar. When this starts to unravel, it will unravel fast. I don't know whether it will be the dominant issue in a 2008 presidential election, but I believe it will be by 2012. Well, this is kind of blue-skying it, folks, because we have a lot of problems here. Number one problem is we have a madman out of control at the helm of the armed forces, delegated by Congress that, he can take carte blanche and waging war on anybody on the planet that he wants to, and he doesn't have to seek the approval of Congress. That's kind of preemptive war on terrorism, whomever he designates as being a terrorist. My question is, has he looked in the mirror lately? At any rate, more on this subject after this, ladies and gentlemen. This is huge. I mean, this is huge. And how are we supposed to prepare for this if the majority of the American people don't even know about it? You want to talk about malfeasance, financial instability? How about deceptiveness and just outright lying about our condition here in America. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Treasury Department confirmed to WorldNet Daily that the 2006 financial report of the United States will be issued tomorrow at 11 a.m. And again, remember this story was last Thursday. The Treasury Department declined to comment on the content of the report. When the report is released, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, our wonderful Jewish friend there, will still be in China. Now, folks, remember what I said. Gold and silver, I think silver dropped by $2 or $3. Gold went down another $10. How is it when we have real figures that show financially how bad things are that gold and silver would continue its decline? And I've told people this over and over and over and over again. And evidently, they're not paying attention. What most people will do, I guess they have this crapshoot Vegas mentality, you know, that they only move when the action is hot. In other words, when gold and silver starts to go through the roof, they're going to be buying like crazy. Well, that's if it is available. Remember, they've got the tonnage on gold fixed. that goes on the world markets. So basically what I'm saying here is they are manipulating the prices of this to calm everybody down. Now, it's no accident that Paulson and Bernanke were over in China, and all of a sudden the euro versus the strength of the U.S. dollar and the decline in the precious metals happens in the very same day. Oh, and of course it probably helped that the mainstream media didn't even waste a sentence of their valuable time talking about this important issue. Now, just before Thanksgiving, China started a dollar sell-off by suggesting Beijing wanted to hold less than the current 70% of its $1 trillion in foreign exchange reserves in U.S. dollars. Paulson and Bernanke plan to explore with China ways the U.S. can reduce the large and growing U.S. trade deficit. Yeah, folks, you know, like I said, I'm not an economist. I'm not an accomplished politician. But I can balance a checkbook. I can project growth, okay, given factual information. I can project and make graphs and chart out and do the curves and the peaks and the valleys and all that other stuff. When our U.S. Congress granted most favored nation status trading with the Red Chinese, that was your clear indicator. And to watch all the American companies, first, after NAFTA, oh, we're going to move to Mexico for the cheap labor. Well, they can get even cheaper in China. And then we manufacture all these companies in cahoots with the Red Chinese over there. You know, our brothers across the globe that absolutely hate America and everything it stands for. Start producing these goods, shipping them back into the United States. Now, I want to get into, in a few minutes here, I want to get into what the vaunted individual that came up with the Security and Prosperity Partnership deal, which claims, oh, well, no, this was not about the North American Union. You know, I'll leave that for other people to decide. No, it was part and parcel of it. The hypocrisy here is it can be weighed by scales, not in pounds, but in tons. And that's the amount of manure that they're throwing around, by the way. But this is all coming to a head. And people around the world are talking about this. A dollar collapse would result in the Amerodollar being instituted immediately here in America. A London stock trader urges, move to the Amero, get out of the dollar, because you know what? It's getting ready to go bye-byes. Now, when you see these things, and you ask people that are supposedly in positions of power, you can't call a congressman or a senator, any one of our congress critters in Washington, D.C., to ask them about the North American Union. They'll just say, well, we don't know anything about it. That's plausible deniability. You're not that stupid. You know the plans. You people are just been turned into eunuchs. Your intestinal fortitude has been put on hold, let's say. Well, this is going to come to a head, and they're going to have to deal with it. But the problem is, it will be then too late. You know, I mean, folks, when you're on the Titanic and the thing is going down, you're not going to sit around and discuss what your plans are going to be for tomorrow, because there ain't no tomorrow, because you ain't going to be there, nor is the ship. It's going down, and it'll go down fast. Now, we can start out with the Federal Reserve. Now, that was the fraud of the century. And there was conspiratorial complicity in the passage of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Not passed before the whole Congress. There's like three or four people who are in on this deal. But here is where the fault lays. I don't care what a couple people did back in 1913. What in the hell has this Congress been doing since 1913? And we sit around and we watch people like Bernanke now speak about the U.S. dollar. And what are we going to do with interest rates? How many years did we watch Alan Greenspan, or before him, Paul Volcker, the holders of this phony keys to the kingdom on the funny money system? I fault Congress since 1913, damn near 100 years ago, with not correcting this privatized monetary system inside our country. Let's dig them all up and hang them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'll dig this article up. I had it a few minutes ago, and I'll have to keep searching for this. But, you know, our president here, Bush, which is the ultimate insider, is a globalist. By the way, Dr. Wynn Parker was going to actually have Vice President Dick Cheney on this network. And it was not going to be a regular call-in show. It was going to be an interview. Mr. Cheney was coming up with some creative ideas of how to do some skillful and artful dodging. Artful politicizing and fundraising. And I just flat out told Mr. Parker, I said, I will not have that SOB on this network, because at that point in time, that interview would be concluded, because I would jump in the middle of that program and tell our dear vice president exactly what's up. At any rate, Bush doesn't think America should be an actual place. Tom Tancredo says the president believes nation should merely be an idea without borders. Palm Beach, Florida, President Bush believes America should be more of an idea than an actual place. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo told WorldNet Daily in an exclusive interview. People have to understand that what we're talking about here, the President of the United States is an internationalist, according to Representative Tom Tancredo, Republican out of Colorado. He must be one of those self-hating Republicans. He's going to do what he can to create a place where the idea of America is just that. It's an idea. It's not an actual place defined by borders. I mean, this is where this guy is really going. Tancredo lashed out at the White House's lack of action in securing the U.S. borders and said efforts to merge the U.S. with both Mexico and Canada is not a fantasy. I know this is dramatic, or maybe somebody would say overly dramatic, but I'm telling you that everything I see leads me to believe that this whole idea of a North American Union, it's not something that's just written about by right-wing fringe kooks. It's something in the head of the President of the United States, the President of Mexico. I think the Prime Minister of Canada buys into it. And they would just tell you, well, sure, it's a natural thing. It's part of a great globalization of the economy. They assume it's natural, evolutionary event that's going to occur here. I hope they're wrong, and I'm going to try my best to make sure they're wrong. But I'm telling you, the tide is great. The tide is moving in their direction. We have to say that. Tancredo was in South Florida joining the likes of the media giants Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter at a four-day event called Restoration Weekend, which concluded today. The gathering was hosted by David Horowitz, Freedom Center. Tancredo pointed to Florida's largest city as an example of how the nature of America can be changed by uncontrolled immigrations. He says, well, look at what has happened to Miami. It's become a third world country. You just pick it up and take it and move it someplace, you'd never know you're in the United States of America. You would certainly say you're in a third world country. He said quickly changing demographics can cause big problems, and specifically cited the Islamization of Europe in recent years, which has led to conflicts across the continent. Tancredo isn't the only congressman warning about plans to integrate the three nations of this continent. Representative Ron Paul denounced plans for the proposed NAFTA superhighway in his state as part of a larger plot for merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico into the North American Union. And I'll say this again, Mr. Paul, you should have came down here, got your butt out of Washington, D.C., came down here and ran for governor of Texas. Because the key, ladies and gentlemen, of just holding up our hands and doing what a two-year-old learns how to do is to say the word no and really mean it. As adults, we can back it up. As children, it's just a word. The article says, as World Net Daily reported this month, Enrique Barruca, Mexico's ambassador to the United Nations, came right out and said the North American Union is needed and even provided a deadline. Now, Barruca said the merger must be complete in the next 8 years before the U.S. baby boomer retirement wave hits full force. Tancredo, a heavyweight champion of the border security issue, and whose new book on how to solve that vexing problem, titled In Mortal Danger, became an immediate bestseller, just may be elected president. I don't understand this. Just may be elected president, Fox News' Neil Cavuto said recently. I don't understand what that means, but we'll continue. Illegals coming into the America are sure to be in front and center of the next presidential election here, Cavuto said on a June broadcast of Your World with Neil Cavuto, and Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo certainly knows it. He owns this issue, and straw polls show that if he were to run for president, he just might well be the president. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this, that we have got to bring this to the forefront. This is major issue number one. And I do not want to get in a position by poo-pooing anybody else's parade out there. I don't want to rain on your parades. But what we're facing here, and what our attention should have been aimed at back in 1992, was NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is in a series of agreements, and the agreements are already drawn up, in which to merge the European Union with the North American Union. And, you know, well, we got this little troublesome bunch of people over in the Middle East that don't want to play ball with anybody. Well, they certainly have to be destroyed, I'm sorry, brought into line, do they not? And these little troublesome countries, you know, down in South America, you know, these little wingnut dictators, or as they say, like president of Venezuela, you know, have to be dealt with. Well, he knows what the New World Order is about, And he's not going to be a part of this North American Union, which should suck his country up into this vortex and never to be seen again. I mean, there it is. But we need people to do exactly that. You know, this is truly amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen. I constantly try to get my mind wrapped around this. So many people in this country know exactly what's going on, but they're not making noise about it. And as I told Dr. Wynn Parker today, I said, look, I said, if we do not take the steps necessary today to clean this mess up and start the reversal of the path that we're on, our children and their children are going to be using our grave sites as toities, because they're going to be asking us, you knew about this and you didn't do anything about it? You threw the best future that we had down the drain because you were too afraid to speak out about it? That you had freedom and liberty, the essence of life, in your very hands, and you did nothing about it when you saw the destruction of it? You saw it coming? Why don't, folks, if you don't want to explain that to your children, your grandchildren, you better shoot your kids and then yourself. But that ain't going to work either, because ultimately you're going to be judged on what you do on planet Earth here. Do you understand that? There's no escaping this. Roger in Pennsylvania.
Hey, John. Thank you. Hey, I banged this gong before, but there's no excuse for why the syndication of RBN can't be quadrupled in as little as 3 months. Now, we well know, I've heard that only 1 in 8,000 caller or listeners ever calls a talk show. I think just among your listeners alone, which could well number over 100,000 just to this show alone, for all I know, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Maybe that figure rises to 1 in 7,000 that tune in here just to listen to what for them is ineffectual, commiserating, listening to the choir. Now, I'm, for all I know, nationwide, because I listen to and call into these nationally syndicated shows, like Janet Parshall's America, who's rendered herself so acceptable that she's even been picked up by the new queer channel, Pablum Christian Station. They actually have a Christian station now under the queer channel orbit. And I got to do my own follow-up call 4 or 5 weeks later to Janet about, you know, I think you should know that over 70 congressmen and only the better ones and all Republicans disagree with you on a matter that, Bush could lift his gag off of the military chaplains. Otherwise, it would have been pointless to sign on to that letter to Bush to issue his executive order to lift that gag. Now, all I hear instead is a weak follow-on call about, a more ineffectual commiserating about, but our chaplains should be able to pray and preach in Jesus' name. Yes, we know that. That does nothing to put her pet president, Bush, on the hot seat. Correct?
Correct.
And now I'm a state of critical morass here. I'm about to get, and it doesn't matter to me. I don't matter. I might even say RBN doesn't matter. And most particularly, if it doesn't matter to just that narrow section of Christian or otherwise who believe that the republic is worth preserving. I'm only speaking of that narrow portion that listen to this show. I'll bet you there's 50 or 100 of them recognize my voice from local talk radio, and they're still waiting for their spinal transfusions so they can call backup. And to say something as little weakly as to the local queer channel guy, I opened up today with him after he invented my anti-Semitism just a couple of 3 days ago. Well, the scheduled guest didn't show up today, so I called and asked Bobby, I still don't dislike you and have yet to think you a coward. So may I defend yourself against your otherwise cowardly having labeled me as an anti-Semite?
You're not talking about Bobby Likas, are you?
No, you don't know. I'm trying to avoid
Oh, please say it.
What the heck. Well, in fact, everybody could turn in tonight, a quarter after the next hour. They could probably tune into the live stream and hear the show over at...
What show are we talking about?
Well, it's probably WAEB.com. That's WAEB.com. It's probably where they're about. I've never tuned a live stream.
Roger? Who's the talk show host?
Okay, it's the local queer channel guy, Bobby Gunther Walsh.
Huh. Never heard of him.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't. He's just a local guy.
Well, at least he called you an anti-Semite, not a baby raper.
Yeah, but see, now, if he hadn't called me that, see, now you have your listeners to go, it's done for now. Roger's kicked off, the folks listening. But no, if he had not done that, if he had not said that, he would have deprived me and your appreciative listeners of an explosive growth opportunity. Now, he put his foot in it. If he gets just a couple callers to say something as simple as, will you play those clips of Roger's, from which you've divined Roger's anti-Semitism, or issue your on-air apology?
that ain't likely to happen. No. It doesn't hit the airways, so therefore it doesn't exist.
I think I have reason to believe I have faith in just your listeners alone, just locally here. And again, I'm not important. This, or locally isn't important. This is a nationwide phenomenon that can be repeated over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And now we have the local mom and pop station.
A friend of mine went big the other day, Hubert Ashley. He was home watching C-SPAN, of which I've encouraged people to do, because if you call into C-SPAN, these are the supposedly politically up-to-speed people out there. They know the issues, and they know the politics, and, well, they just know so much. Well, Hubert called up and said, look, he said, why don't you get this guy on the air? He mentioned my name. He had a couple of questions for the guests that they had on. And he said, Brian Lamb was hosting the show. He said, Brian, and before he cut me off, he said, I have a question or two for you. So Brian left him on the air. He was able to get out rbnlive.com, able to say my name on the air, and said, look, you know, why don't you get this guy on the air, because there's a lot that he could inform your listeners about. So, you know, I've encouraged people to forget the entertainment shows. You know, that works well if you have somebody that's actually giving credence, and I don't know who this character is, and I don't know the size of his audience. But what you do not have is you have an opportunity for these people. Yeah, they display their own colors for those who can see, that can smell this stuff. But the general public out there, here's the problem. We can throw out buzzwords. We can throw out little tidbits here and there. There's nothing to catch on to. There's no knowledge base that this phraseology or these phrases hook to.
Well, check this out. If I can't believe that the Republic is worth saving just for the listeners of this show alone, then it's pointless. If I can't believe that these people aren't worth preserving the Republic for. And I just want to give you a quick enough for instance. This led with a local, this about 3 weeks ago. See, I made the mistake of using the word neocon for the first time twice starting about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I won't call it a mistake. It was exactly the right thing to do, okay? But I'm joking, you know. But you're going to love this. So I let off. We have a local guy who he comes on as a guest, as a conservative guest on with a local queer channel guy. And he owns a number of local health clubs. And he has gone from years ago having attended a number of John Birch Society-type events and...
Oh, the meat-eating retreat people. Yeah.
No, but he was never like a full bircher. But he used to have the New American magazine out on the tables in his health club until he had 3 or 4 local health clubs. So anyway, this is what I went through. So I addressed him 3 weeks ago saying, I could wish that Skull and Bones John Kerry had won over Skull and Bones George Bush only so that you could go back to being almost universally correct, John, as you were in the era of Clinton, instead of now almost universally wrong, as in the matters of the ostensibly huge terrorism threat, while ignoring our far larger but undiscussed domestic terrorist threat of the state against the people. I had developed that argument a few weeks before the main host. And your complicit advocacy of whatever homeland Hitler proposal is flung up on the wall. So I'm tempted to ask, John, if you've been on a continuous IV blood transfusion from the neocon Tony Blankley, or I
but,
suppose...
But, Roger, hold on a second. Hold on. This, you know, this might be very entertaining for you, but I don't see what you're accomplishing when you do these one-line zingers on a host... Target you as public enemy number one, but more importantly, the stupid people that are spending their time listening to this jackass have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. We'll be back. I want to cover this North American Union leader says merger just a crisis away.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
800-313-9443. We'll have an open phone Monday instead of Friday. North American Union leader says merger just a crisis away. The leading intellectual force behind
The EU-style unity looks at the future. Now, Jerome Corsi did this story again, and we're going to have him on Thursday, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. Robert Pastor, a leading intellectual force in the move to create an EU-style North American community, told WorldNet Daily he believes a new 9/11 crisis would be the catalyst to merge the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Professor Robert Pastor of American University, and there's one for you, says that in such a case, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SPP, launched in 2005 by the heads of the three countries at a summit in Waco, Texas, could be developed into a continental union complete with a new currency, the Amero, that would replace the U.S. dollar just as the euro has replaced the national currencies of Europe. In May of 2005, Pastor was co-chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force that produced a report entitled Toward a North American Community, which he has claimed is the blueprint behind the SSP. And they made a misprint. It's actually the SPP, declared by President Bush, Mexico's then-President Vicente Fox, and then-Prime Minister Paul Martin of Canada. At American University in Washington, D.C., Pastor directs the Center for North American Studies, where he teaches a course entitled North America, a Union, a Community, or Just Three Nations? As WorldNet Daily previously has reported, Pastor is on the board of the North American Forum of Integration, the NAFI, a nonprofit organization that annually holds a mock trilateral parliament for 100 selected students drawn from 10 universities in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Oh, they're practicing. I see. Pastor had published an interview in Spanish in the October 24th issue of Poder, take a whack at this, Negocios. He told the magazine, magazine crisis can force decisions that otherwise would not be made. The 9/11 crisis made Canada and the United States redefine the protections of their borders. The debt crisis of Mexico forced the government to adapt a new economic model. The crisis obliges the government to make difficult decisions. Now, this is the first time the WorldNet Daily had found a major intellectual leader behind the push to integrate North America, suggesting that the crisis of 9/11 proportions might just be what was needed to advance the process toward establishing a North American Union and the Amero. Jerome Corsi reached Pastor in his office at the American University and conducted a telephone interview to make sure the Spanish publication accurately reflected his views. In other words, no misprints, no misquotes, or anything taken out of context. He affirmed the Spanish interview represents his thinking. And here it is in part. And we'll get into this in the next hour and take your calls. Folks, all other issues aside here, we've got the behemoth. We've got the elephant sitting on our lap. We can't see around him. Can't see our Monday night football game. Can't reach our can of beer because we've got this thing sitting on our laps, and we're trying to crane our necks to see around it. It's crushing us to death. And I don't want to, again, I don't want to suggest that anybody working on 9/11 issues or any other issues out there, these are all important. But the key to this is all educational and it's all good. We can fight different battles, but you can't weaken too many fronts. You've got to have more boots on the ground, which equates to more people getting informed, oh, and doing the unthinkable, standing up.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.